Celebrate the life and legacy of Mother Angelica at the Canton Civic Center on October 9th and 10th. While in Canton, take the Mother Angelica Motor Coach Tour, a special Friday tour to see important places in the young life of Mother Angelica. See the church where she was baptized, the Rhoda Wise home where she was healed, Sancta Clara Monastery, and more. Seats are limited, so sign up now. Go to motherangelica.info and order your tickets today. That's motherangelica.info. Make plans now. motherangelica.info. A tour you don't want to miss.
On August 26, a gathering of over 3,000 New Yorkers, Catholics and Protestants, Muslims and Buddhists, Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives, wide-ranging ethnicities, joined hands to honor the 100th anniversary of the birth of Mother Teresa. More specifically, they came together in solidarity and peaceful protest over the fact that the management of New York City's Empire State Building refused repeated requests to light the building in blue and white to honor Mother Teresa. Oddly, management claimed it wanted to steer clear of tributes to particular religious individuals or organizations, even as Mother Teresa transcended any single brand of religion, serving all of humanity, from the unborn to the dying, from Calcutta to Brooklyn. Besides, the building was lit for religious figures in the past, from Pope John Paul II to the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. to a group of Salesian sisters. Even more absurd, management happily endorsed those who hated God, militant atheists like Mao Zedong and his communist Chinese. Yes, believe it or not, last October, the building was aglow in red and yellow to honor the anniversary of Red China. No, I'm not kidding. Mao is responsible for 60 to 70 million deaths, far more than even Hitler. Interestingly, though, it is the religious and saintly Mother Teresa who soothed the dying, who was rejected by the Empire State. And while we're talking endorsements, isn't it also interesting that New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg and America's President Barack Obama both endorsed the construction of a Muslim mosque near Ground Zero, site of 9/11? They did so as self-appointed apostles of religious freedom, diversity, and tolerance. And yet, neither Bloomberg nor Obama endorsed the much simpler lighting of the Empire State Building for Mother Teresa. How's that for diversity and tolerance? And why am I not surprised? For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.
You're listening to Ave Maria Radio.
Ave Maria Radio.
Radio for Catholic and other Christians. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Very good afternoon to you. I'm Al Cresta. What elevated music. I'm here. I'm looking, by the way, at a picture of John Paul II, John Paul the Great, on the cover of this bound volume of his encyclicals, edited by Michael Miller, which, if you're ever inclined to want to read through the encyclicals of John Paul II, this is the volume you want to get. It's the one edited by J. Michael Miller. And his introductions are worth the price of the volume. He does outlines and introductions. In fact, he does such a good job, sometimes you don't feel like you have to read the encyclical. That's how good he is. But anyways, hearing that music, seeing this resplendent photo of Pope John Paul II reminds me of the great pageantry that the Catholic Church continues to represent in an era in which we've got house churches and, street evangelism, all of which, by the way, I have engaged in and continue to think highly of. In an era in which, Christianity Today just had an article on, quote, hipster Christianity.
I didn't see that.
Oh, I'll have to send it to you. It's I began reading it and thought, I think this is a satire, but it wasn't. It has to do with the degree to which certain types of evangelists will try to distance themselves from other, from Christian traditions and customs and certain types of people groups, because they think it's burdensome to try to lead people to Christ when, in fact, people have such confusing ideas of what Christianity is. So their approach is, look, what we say is, look, I'm not Lutheran, I'm not Catholic, I'm not Baptist, I'm not liberal, I'm not conservative, I'm not a carnivore or a herbivore, I'm an omnivore. In other words, everything that they are not, they want you to know so that you can't peg them. In this way, they think they can more effectively present the gospel. Well, I have to tell you, as one who had a philosophy of mission similar to that for years, the church I pastored began as a coffee house in the 1970s, which was really attempted to be indistinguishable from all the other coffee houses of the period, except for the fact
all
that
things
we...
to all people.
Yeah. Well, that St. Paul tried to be, we were trying to be, and I understand the impulse. But when I returned to the Catholic Church in 1992, I said, one of the reasons I returned is because I recognize the impossibility of not being united with one's history, one's communion, including the errors and mistakes of the past. And that's what I love about being Catholic. I love the fact that we acknowledge the shortcomings of our personnel, while at the same time maintain the visible unity of the body and the proclamation that Jesus is Lord. Well, I'm Al Cresta. With me, Nick Tom. Good to have you.
Hello, hello, hello.
And also, we've got Sister Sarah Burdick over there.
Hello,
and
guys.
I wasn't sure you were making it, I'm glad to see you.
Well, here I am.
Yeah.
I know, and then I wasn't sure when I came in here. Should I be here? Shouldn't I be here? But I'm here. You guys are stuck with me, and everybody else is listening.
Oh, we're not. Why don't you sing?
Sing? What would you like me to say?
Well, you're a great songwriter.
Well, you know what? I could tell you a little funny story, if it's okay.
You can't do it until we give out the phone number.
Oh, what is that number, Al?
1-877-288-1077. That's 1-877-288-1077. And a few things. We will go to your story. But I just realized we probably should begin with an appeal, asking our Blessed Mother to join us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. And just as the Blessed Virgin Mary is the transmitter par excellence of the redemptive word to the world, nobody did, bringing Jesus into the world is about as good a job of evangelization as one can imagine.
Oh, I'll say.
So the Blessed Mother is the great transmitter of the redemptive word to the world. We are called after her name, and we do our best to transmit the redemptive word to the world, even if we can't quite put the flesh on it that she did.
Wow. Well said, Al.
Thank you.
You know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody just a few minutes ago, and we were talking about this membership drive, mm-hmm. and I said, I know the economy in Michigan is horrible. Like, we are the number one state in the United States with the unemployment rate. Is that right?
It's either one or two.
It's going back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay. And they made a very good point. They said, if you know of somebody who's outside the state of Michigan, help us out. A lot of people here in the state of Michigan are unemployed. They'd love to be able to give, but they're unable to give. If you know of people that live outside of the state of Michigan, you folks in Florida, we got a call from somebody from Iowa the other day. People on the internet, by the way, AveMariaRadio.net. You can make a pledge over the internet, right, Nick?
Absolutely.
So if you could just, call your friends that live out of state and say, this is a great radio station, and we want to keep doing what we're doing.
And also in Michigan, now more than ever is when this station is needed. The hopelessness, the despair, the loss of a sense of faith, this is when Ave Maria Radio needs to be heard. This is when the message of hope needs to be proclaimed. This is when the message of true masculinity, you know, where do we find our manhood? It's not necessarily in our job. You know, people are feeling lost because they've lost their jobs. They're not feeling like they can provide for the families. They're not feeling like you know, they can do everything they need to do. This is when we need to turn to God. This is why Ave Maria Radio is now is important now more than ever before. So the economy should be a reason to give, not a reason not to give, because people need to hear right now that there is something more than the current political debate. There is something more than, you know, these current spats out there. There is an everlasting truth that is the Catholic Church. The number is 877-288-2077. Four out of our six phone lines are lit up right now. 877-288-1077.
I got you covered there, Nick.
I want to thank Bernice in Shelby Township, who goes to St. Therese of Lisieux. Loves all of the programming on Ave Maria Radio. Thanks to Dottie in Cape Coral, Florida, who goes to St. Andrews. Loves everything. All of Ave Maria Radio is a blessing. Thanks to Marion in Canton, Ohio, goes to Our Lady of Good Counsel and loves Father John, a revert who is happy to be home in the faith. Thank you to Anand in Midland, Michigan, goes to St. Bridget in Midlands, loves Father John Ricardo, Catholic Answers Live, Al Cresta, and Teresa Tamio. Anand is becoming a day sponsor on July 17th of 2011. Thank you so much, Anand. Thank you to Jack in Ypsilanti, who goes to Christ the King and loves Heart, Mind, and Strength, and Father John Ricardo. Thank you so much. Thanks to Patrick, who donated online last hour, loves Cresta in the Afternoon, lives in Louisville, Ohio. And thank you so much, Patrick. Thanks to Cindy in Saginaw, Michigan, who goes to St. Thomas Aquinas Parish, loves Father John, Dr. Ray, Catholic Answers, Al Cresta, Heart, Mind, and Strength, and heck, all the programming. Great, Cindy. Thank you so much. I listen all day long at work and in the car wherever I go. Thanks to Eric in Silverdale, Washington, who donated online. Loves Christ is the Answer, Catholic Connection, Reasons for Faith, EWTN Live, and Al Cresta, and Stories from the Heart. And then Joyce donated online from Wixom, goes to St. William's Parish. Thank you so much, Joyce. We have four of our six phone lines currently occupied, and we have a goal for the rest of today of $110,836. It would be fantastic to get below $100,000 before the end of this hour. We've got phone lines are really going at the beginning of this hour.
Blessed be God.
If we can keep that going throughout this hour, and we really need to do that throughout the rest of today, but if we can do that throughout the rest of this hour, we could get below $100,000, and that would be, you know, a major threshold, be a great threshold to meet in this 1 o'clock hour. 877-288-1077 is the phone number. 877-288-1077.
And don't forget, pledge on the internet if you're listening on your computer right now at avemariaradio.net. You know what? Tom and I kept saying this yesterday. No pledge is too small and no pledge is too large.
That's right.
Right, Al? Would you agree with that? He's processing that.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That's a strange way of calling it. No pledge is too small.
No pledge is too small. Nope.
No pledge is too small.
And no microphone is
and
too
no
hot.
And no microphone is on for Al, but...
An uncorked mic is no good.
That's right.
I guess we're going to have to carry the show because someone doesn't want you to speak. 877-288-1077 is the phone number. Al has been effectively silenced. I don't know if I had... Okay.
He's there. You're there, Al.
I feel a lot better.
All right.
The dulcet tones of Al Cresta.
The absent tones of Al Cresta. Well, here, I think what I'd like to do is set up what's happening in the week. Tell the story of the week. I'm not letting you off the hook on that story either. So
I'm going to have to think of a new one.
Oh, that's right.
All right.
We were talking about you singing.
Oh my!
Yeah.
Now then you.
Now here's the situation.
Okay.
We've been having a wonderful time, and at the same time, my responsibility is to kind of help channel all this joyous, earnest energy into forward motion in the drive. Let me tell you where we started. And please, listen carefully on this, because this is a story that you may want to pass along through Twitter, email,
Facebook,
whatever you use, phones,
horseback.
Homing pigeon. here's the situation. On Monday, our goal was $332,000. That goal was set back in last fall when we created the budget for 2010. So I want to assure you, it's not an arbitrary ad hoc goal. It was fun. It was rooted right into our administrative plan for the year. Well, we got off to an incredibly slow start on Monday and Tuesday. Very concerned about it. Wednesday, we began using up the pledge, the challenge funds,
okay,
the matching funds that were available prior to the drive that people give us. Wednesday, we started gaining some momentum. Thursday, we actually made up so much ground yesterday that we actually were able to begin this morning with a plausible goal for Friday.
What have you got?
Yeah, we thought originally this was going to be, you know, just beyond reach, something we had never seen before. In fact, we have a goal of $140,000 for the day. I have to say, that's very high,
mm-hmm,
but it's not out of the question, because we've reached that in the past
once.
Wow. Let's do it again.
So this can happen again. We are. We've got $110,000 to go. In other words, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 1:30 in the afternoon, 1:15 in the afternoon. We've got 6 hours ahead of us, and we've got $110,000 to go. So you can see that our momentum last night hasn't quite carried forward today. We started at 140 this morning. We're at 110 now. So that's $30,000 since 7 o'clock this morning. That's not a bad beginning,
mm-hmm,
but the momentum has to pick up. It has to increase. The rate of participation has to increase. So this is what I'm asking: make a commitment to call your friends. Many of you have already participated, and I understand that. Many of you have been listening for a long time and haven't, for a variety of reasons, haven't made a contribution or joined the Ave Maria Communications Guild. You haven't become a member yet. Some of you have let your involvement lapse for the reasons that you know best. And I don't want to, I'm not trying to leverage any guilt here, because God loves a cheerful giver. And St. Paul in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 makes it very clear that the primary reason for Christian contribution is imitation. Imitation of Christ, who though he was rich, yet became poor for our sake. So I'm asking you as earnestly as I possibly can to hit this goal with us today. It is our partnership in the new evangelization. It's not saving anybody's job here. It's not giving us cushy environment. It is going to the production of English language Catholic radio programming, which is then used on the internet, used on terrestrial radio, used on satellite radio, used on iPhone applications. In other words, we're reaching people last year we weren't reaching. And it's a beautiful thing. We get quite excited about it around here. But we need to get excited by your contributions. Now, the only way we're going to reach that goal of $110,000 remaining today is if those of you who are capable give us a call and make challenges to your fellow listeners and donors and say, I'm gonna slap down, $5,000 in honor of John Paul II or Benedict XVI or Thérèse of Lisieux or Our Blessed Mother or whatever. We should have done Padre Pio yesterday. And I will match dollar for dollar, you know, whatever comes in. And if you want to put a contingency on that, that's fine. That's fine. We had one yesterday. It came in around 4:30 with a contingency that it had to be met by 5.
Did you make it?
We did make it. And it was for Father Lindell there in St. Michael's in Livonia. It was in honor of him.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
It was tricky.
we had pressure was on.
Yeah, and again, people from St. Michael's and other places who knew his great ministry responded. So that's where we are. Again, we need to hear from you. We need to hear those of you who can offer gifts of size that can be used as challenges to others. And we need to hear from those of you who just want to, again, continue your renew your membership or come on in new and be part of this work of the new evangelization. We'd like to say Catholic Radio is for shy evangelists. You know,
well, that's a good point, Al.
Yeah. So the number is 1-877-288-1077. There are no more. We are out of the challenge funds that came in prior to the drive. Those were all used up late yesterday. So the only challenges that we have available to us are those that happen to be phoned in today. I should say too that 1 and 2 o'clock are two of our slowest hours.
Why do I always come on when it's so slow?
Yeah, sister, I don't know. Maybe is that bad luck or is that a causal factor?
I really hope not. I'm going to go eat some chocolate. I'll be back too.
All right, 1-877-288-1077.
Might I interject here?
Yes, if you turn Tom's mic up.
Hey, Loey, what's
yes,
up?
Yes, hello. Am I on? I can't even tell if I am or not.
You are on.
If I can interject here, and thank you, Al, for giving this wonderful setup. You were talking about challenges to be called, and we did have one called, and I'm holding it in my hand right now. This is called the Pope Benedict the 16th challenge. It's the second time we've done
we did one
yesterday. Okay, but now this one here's got a little bit of talking about contingencies. There is a contingency on this one, but it's a contingency on our hosts.
Oh no!
Oh yes! Oh yes!
What is it? Good.
Okay. Now, first of all, I'm going to
name that encyclical.
I'm going to read this. No, not read the encyclical.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to read this so you know what it is. Okay. This was made to honor Pope Benedict the 16th, the Vicar of Christ, to support him in the challenging time we live in. Each pledge that is made that meets the challenge requires that the host say a Hail Mary. On behalf of Pope Benedict the 16th.
That sounds good.
All right.
So
in
other words,
as
soon as you get one that says, Pope Benedict 16 challenge, you have to say, when you say thank you, say a Hail Mary.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I want to go and ask all of our listeners to do this as well. You know, and actually, Hail Mary is kind of an interesting metaphor right now.
For us.
I mean, right now we're several yards back, and the goal line's a long way away. And traditionally, in a situation like this, that's right. A quarterback will fade back and go and launch a long one, and say that prayer, and we can score. We can score. We're within striking distance.
Let's do it.
Okay, here's how it works. Okay, it's the value is $1,000. We need to clean this thing off the board. Okay, for a gift of $180, that's another part of the contingency. Okay, $15 a month. They will match that dollar for dollar. $180 becomes $360. If you give a gift of $250, it becomes $500.
Good
and so
math
on,
today, Lily.
Until $1,000 is redeemed. Okay, so it's called the Pope Benedict the 16th. You can get Al and Nick and Sister Sarah to go and say Hail Mary, and you can say Hail Mary with them.
If you want me to do push-ups with it, I'll do it.
Sister will do almost anything. Anyhow, I'm getting ahead of myself. Call now, though. Call now and tell your friends to call now. Great time because these challenges they only come in when they come in. I don't know when they're going to happen. Call us up right now. 1-877-288-1077. Again, that number is 1-877-288-1077.
Well, I'm glad. It's prayer. I was afraid the contingency was going to be some sort of public confession of one's most embarrassing moment or something like that.
Oh, no, that's fun.
No, it's not fun.
Okay, but this is 180 or more, but up to how much?
1,000.
Up to 1,000.
Right.
Okay.
So you could give 1,000 and it would be 2,000. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly
okay,
right.
I'm clear now. I got it.
Yeah, if somebody wanted to go over that's true.
Which we'd be happy.
The number is 1-877-288-1077. That's 1-877-288-1077. Did somebody say we needed to take a break? No, I guess not.
If you want.
Well, someone said don't swallow water down the wrong pipe when you're on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good...
You look good in blue, though.
Oh, right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and the moisture makes it kind of navy-ish. And my thanks... Let me say thanks to Jason. Good to hear from you in Ipsy. And... Tennis Christ the King is RSIA. Christine loves Father John Ricardo and Krista in the afternoon. And we thank you, Jason, for joining us in this partnership of the new evangelization.
Thank you, Jason.
And looks like we have a day sponsor here from Richard in Saline, Michigan. And he goes to St. Andrews there. And it's great great to have you with us on this day sponsorship.
What is it in honor of?
Well, I'm
talking... Who, shall I say?
This is going to be finalized with a phone call from Tom.
Okay.
But it needs to be done as soon as possible because this is something he wants to get in within 2010.
Oh,
so
right.
we need to get that to Tom Lowy.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
We've also got George in Detroit who goes to St. Clair of Montefalco, loves Teresa Tamio and Al Cresta, and also Pierre in Brights Cove, Ontario, goes to St. Michael's, started listening in Ave Maria, Florida, and didn't realize it was broadcasting that far out of the Detroit area. So Pierre now listens in Canada and in Ave Maria, Florida.
Oh, how nice.
All right, thanks, Pierre.
1-877-288-1077. I kid you not, we've got no calls.
No.
At this time. No calls this time.
With a challenge on the board and only $9,000 away from breaking the $100,000 threshold,
right.
This should be a time when we're very busy.
Yeah. I mean, there's a great... within this hour, we could get below $100,000. That's one of those things where you begin to say, woo.
Yeah,
wow.
It's getting close.
We're getting close.
We're getting close.
1-877-288-1077. We have the Moments of Grace. We're calling this our Moments of Grace membership drive. It's our 19th.
Wow.
Membership drive, yeah.
Now, Al, can I ask you a little question? Because didn't you and Nick author that book?
We did.
Moments
we
of
did.
Grace?
Yeah.
Any favorite stories from that book?
We don't have favorites.
Oh, okay. They're all your favorites.
Yeah, it's actually... The funny thing is because we know everybody in here. Virtually everybody in here is a friend. And I'm trying to look at... There are some that stand out. John Martinoni's story stands out as one of those, wow, you got to be kidding.
I don't think I know who that is.
Yeah, he does open line for EWTN on Mondays, I think.
Okay.
John's story was a surprise because I had no idea what it was. Dr. Monica Miller's story, again, was a surprise, and it has this wonderful metaphorical quality to it. It's called That Hidden Face.
Jeff Caven's story stands out because most people know Jeff's testimony story, but this was completely outside of his testimony story. It was just a very nice moment of fatherhood that taught him a lot about his the metaphor for his fatherhood with his daughter and, you know, our father's relationship with us.
Sister Anne's story I like a lot.
Yeah.
I like a lot because I feel as though I can see it.
Oh, okay.
And the invisible force that intervened in her life. I feel that and I feel I can see it.
Joe Pierce's story is great because he was in jail.
Joseph Pierce, yeah.
No, I saw that on the back and I thought, wait a minute, I never knew he was in jail.
Yeah, he was for racial incitement.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Joseph was...
He was a skinhead.
He was.
I mean, not in the strict sense, but I mean, he was a...
He was a part of that kind of warfare between the Irish and the English.
Oh my goodness.
And he was very much opposed high levels of immigration in England. People should read the story because especially if you know Joseph from his literary work and you've heard him speak and what a a clear-headed, gentle man. It's hot. If you know his wife, says Susanna. It's hard to believe, but it's there. It's in the records. I remember doing the, because we had to publish this, I had to go back and do confirming research. On any public claims that were made. So I had to go back and research this.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just funny to read about Joseph as a criminal in these English papers.
Now, how would people get a hold of that book?
I was just going to ask
were
that
you
question.
Really? Like, what, I'm listening on the air, I'm like, what's this book? How can I get it? How can I get it?
You might contribute $180 to the Ave Maria Radio Fall Membership Drive.
$15 a month.
50 cents a day.
50 cents a day. You would have your pledge doubled.
Oh, because
of the
Pope Benedict
Challenge?
And we
would send you the book.
Oh, my gosh. So that's not hard.
And we would also
send you a tote bag.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'd send you a bumper magnet.
What can I put in the tote bag? Anything.
I put
about
books in it.
30 or 40 library books.
Really?
That's what my daughter puts in it.
Yeah, I put
Sister Sarah Jr.
I put dirty I put dirty clothes in it.
Dirty clothes?
Uh-huh, when I travel.
Okay.
Let's see, what else do I put
so
in
it's a decent
bag.
And you can get all this stuff if you call 1-877-288-1077 or make
your
pledge.
Two operators are standing by to take your call.
Yeah, they look kind of bored over there. You can pledge on the internet as well, avemariaradio.net. You can get this book.
Can you put young children in the bag?
Well, that's what we talked about yesterday.
Ann Geddes would probably take pictures of it if you did.
That's a good idea.
Very good.
Make sure their head's sticking out.
Four lines are full, two lines open, and we want to make sure there's a long, long, long way to go yet. But it's possible. It can be done. Let everybody know that here we are. This is going to be one of those great... If we hit that target, this is going to be one of those great resurrection stories.
You bet.
Because if I remember correctly, Monday and Tuesday, I think, were the two worst days at the beginning of any week.
Yeah, the worst.
Really?
Worst first 2 days of any
I think they were.
Out of all 19 membership drives.
Yeah. So.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. I want to say, too, that it kind of represents a trend that... People generally have been holding back.
Oh, until Friday?
You can go back and look at the very earliest drives.
Oh, I see.
And what ends up happening is that they've taken on a shape of their they mutate, over the years until now. Friday is such a big day,
right,
that it kind of gobbles up a good portion of the other days.
Well, Thursday and Friday are becoming 75% of the drive.
Yeah, we got to figure. We don't.
Maybe
know
it's just people are waiting for you to arrive.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of that, I hear you sing.
Well, I don't know if I sing very well on the air.
Okay.
I sing.
You tell stories.
I sing really good far away.
Far away.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. Well, I'll tell you a little story from my classroom today. I teach seniors at Father Gabriel Richard High School. I don't have the pleasure of having your son. Is he a senior this year? I believe. And I'm sorry, I don't get to have all of them.
I am very disappointed about it.
Oh, anyway. I mean, he has a fine teacher.
Give him a hard time when you get a chance.
Oh, I would love to.
I love him. He's a great kid.
Yeah.
But even great kids deserve to be...
given a hard time.
Given a hard time.
Well, that's what... a lot of mothers tell me that about their sons. Go ahead, give them a hard time. Well, I have a rule. If you are late for my class, you have a choice. Either you sing or you dance. So what are you going to do?
He'd enjoy both, by the way.
I'm sure he would. Well, I had a guy come in just today, and he's a big football player, and he was maybe... he wasn't even 2 seconds late. And I probably wouldn't have even noticed because I had my head down. And he walked through the door, both arms up in the air, and he goes, Ave Maria. He said, is that good enough? I said, that was great. I sat down. I was laughing so hard. I said, I needed that. My favorite was I had a bunch of basketball players that were late, and I had a very good dancer in my class. And I said, can you teach them a little ballet routine? And she said, sure. So I had him in the back of the room. The rest of the class was facing toward me. And I said, do not turn around. around yet. I promise you will see this. These great big football players and basketball players doing a little ballet routine. I had music and everything. It was great. I'm going to get these on YouTube, you know?
That's true.
There's a scene like that in Mr. Holland's Opus. I don't know
yes.
if you remember
yes.
that. Where the in order to save the senior play or the senior production,
right.
the football coach promises to turn the football players into ballerinas.
Oh my gosh, yes. I forgot
because
about
that would generate everybody would come out to see.
Oh, that's
you
right.
know, like it's like watching Andre the Giant do the limbo or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
You know,
I forgot about that.
That's
yeah.
a great show.
Yeah.
We did that. We didn't have to save the program, but we did that when we did what's the show? The waiter scene from Hello Dolly. All of the waiters that did the acrobatic routine were all football players.
Really?
That's a good one.
Or at least athletes.
The number is 1-877-288-1077, and I want to thank Margaret in Sterling Heights. And I wonder if Margaret's going to... yep, I think so. Look forward to going on that pilgrimage together, Margaret. Thank you. She attends St. Cyril and Methodius, and... she suggests offering Father John's CDs as a thank you gift. Well, maybe you're not aware, but we've done that quite a bit.
We have?
Yeah. Yeah, we have. And we will do that again. And loves Catholic Answers and loves Father John. But Father John's CDs are our most popular CDs.
We have 400 out of... how much did we start with?
1,000.
1,000. Okay, so we have 400 remaining. $400 remaining in challenge funds. So for the Pope Benedict XVI challenge, for a contribution of $180 or more, it will be matched dollar for dollar.
I was going to say, we need to know that those are part of the challenge. Cause isn't that the challenge we're supposed to... Oh, okay. Yeah, because I didn't see that was part of that challenge on here. So let's go ahead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
right.
and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
And I appreciate that, Margaret. And this is part of the condition for our Benedict XVI drive. And Edward in Erie, Michigan... good to hear from you. Thanks. Loves Fire on the Earth and Sister Anne, Food for the Journey, and Father John. He attends St. Joseph.
Pope Benedict. It's another one.
Another one.
Okay.
For another
this
Hail
is,
Mary. For
this
the intentions
is the second
of
one.
Pope Benedict.
For the intentions of the Holy Father.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Well, this is 1-877-288-1077.
How many lines do we have open there, Al?
We got two lines open, sister.
Two. Come on, bring them in.
And went under $109,000 to go. So we're counting down, and we've got... we should be able to within this hour, if we get enough, if there are enough challenges phoned in, we may be able to drop below the $100,000.
Do we have a new one? Two more.
We do. No, we got two more left on the Benedict, Pope Benedict.
Oh,
gotcha.
Thank you.
For these right in front
two
of us.
Two more Hail Marys.
Okay.
Let's say one for the donation that Kelly and Brian have called in from Canton.
Okay.
That's the original.
And here we go. For the intentions of Pope Benedict the 16th. Our Father,
Hail Mary,
full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.
And now we will say the Hail Mary for the donor who made this possible. This is the challenge from Diane in Northville. This is the Pope Benedict XVI challenge. We pray one last Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen. Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, Al, one of the things that I've been trying to do with my students is help them to memorize Scripture. So I'll say things like this. I'll say, we're working on a very simple psalm, Psalm 23. But we go back and forth. I'll say, who's your shepherd? And I have 30 kids that go, the Lord is my shepherd. What do you want? There is nothing I shall want. What does he do? He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still. Anyway, we do that. So I was going to ask you, Al, whose station is this? Whose station is it? Who owns this station?
The Lord,
doesn't
it?
The Lord
does.
The Lord owns this.
And he owns it, and it's managed by the Blessed Mother.
Amen. And you know, I don't know, sometimes you feel like it's like manna. God's giving you just what you need for the day.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. It's become an exercise. Yeah. There's no big slush fund anywhere here.
Right.
Especially since, you know, Mr. Monahan got us off to a good start, but in 2002 he began shifting his support to Florida and asked us how long it would take before we could be listener supported alone or with some like national book company sponsorships, which we have a few of. But I say about 2 years. So for about the last, 5-6 years, we've been entirely supported by listeners and by, you know, some of these people who underwrite the program. But Tom has, you know, focused on the university. So people in Southeast Michigan should take special pride in what they've accomplished. Because
Absolutely. It
is very difficult to transition from for an organization to transition from a large dominant donor to a grassroots organization, and that's what we've been able to do. Praise God.
Amen. That number again is 1-877-288-1077. You can also pledge online at AveMariaRadio.net.
And to Kelly and Brian, I want to thank you very much for participating. The Love Father John, they attend Our Lady of Good Counsel. And to Norma Jean in San Antonio, Texas, listening, well, I don't know, maybe listening on Guadalupe Radio, maybe listening on the Internet.
Thank
Sirius.
You for your pledge.
Thank you. And she attends St. Vincent de Paul in San Antonio. Loves the Doctor is in. Father Crop, he says, keep Dr. Ray on. I don't know a Dr. Ray on.
Dr. Ray on. Dr. Cotton.
Dr. Nylon.
Dr. Polyester.
Yeah.
that's a good one. You know, Al, yesterday I kept messing up. I would read these and I'd say, let's see, they love all the program, and then Loie had to keep correcting me. It says Al. Oh. Al. I'm like, whoops. Okay, they love Al.
Oh,
What's not to love?
They just forgot the L. That's the the extra L.
That's right.
1-877-288-1077. We've down to $107,000 to go.
Keep those calls coming in, folks.
And the challenge is, too, those who are able to challenge listeners, with or without a contingency, we like themes.
Yeah.
Themes are fun. And Double Dog Dares are fun, too.
How about a St. Jude theme? Huh?
Find Danny Thomas.
Danny Thomas
here, St. Jude's Hospital.
Yeah.
Is he here? No, he's not here.
All right.
Yeah, Mike, go right ahead. We've got a few. Well, hold on.
How you doing, Mike?
Let me just mention here, Maureen. Thank you again very much. Maureen and Ipsy. Worships of Christ the King and loves all we're doing here.
All right. And loves Al. Al and all.
I said all.
I know, all and Al, but I kept messing up yesterday because of Al. Al and all. Anyway.
All right. Mike, yeah, tell me
what's
going on.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Is this Mike on?
Yeah, that Mike.
Sure,
terrific.
Yes.
Well, you like themes.
Yes,
and
we do
have a theme. We had actually a walk-in and a volunteer team up together to offer us $1,910.
Wow.
And this theme is Our Lady of the Rosary.
Beautiful.
And as the Hail Mary is the thing that we're saying. And what we're going to do with this team for $1,910, match dollar for dollar. Everything 120 and over.
120 and over.
Until 1910 is gone. Okay?
Beautiful.
So in our in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary, call 1-877-288-1077, and if your donation is $120 or above, it'll be matched dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar.
Thank you, Mike. Again, we have the numbers 1-877-288-1077. We're going to need to take a break in just a minute here, but we're at $107,000 to go. Sister Sarah, you want to set up the conditions one more time on
sure.
this challenge?
Absolutely. We have $1,910, and a gift of $120 or more that will double your pledge. And the name of this particular challenge is Our Lady of the Rosary, and we want to thank, I don't know who the person was, I don't have the sheet in front of me, we want to thank you for calling us in and making this challenge. We had apparently a volunteer and a walk-in come in. So we have $1,910 on the board for a challenge. So again, a gift of $120 or more will double.
And if we can do that in the next 20 minutes, that'll get us pretty close to, you know, within a couple $1,000s. Of 100,000,
yeah. so
it'll
keep
get
it
us
coming,
pretty
folks.
Close to breaking that $100,000 yeah. threshold.
And we're making this. Let's make this 1 o'clock hour the best of the week.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
1-877-288-1077. Give us a call now. And again, we do not know what kind of matching funds or challenge grants will be available throughout the afternoon, because we're utterly dependent upon listeners taking the initiative to do that.
And I love
we don't
idea.
Have anything sitting in the back there that we can pull out.
Right. Excuse me, Al, I love the idea of you continuing to challenge people to call in a challenge,
yeah.
because it doubles the money.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's
yeah.
a brilliant idea.
Okay, 1-877-288-1077. Let me take a look at these lines. We've got only one line hot right now. It means five lines are open.
Uh-oh.
I'm always reluctant to go to a break that way, but
right.
I think we're going to be forced to. 1-877-288-1077. I'm Al Cresta with Sister Sarah Burdick and Nick Tom. We're down to $106,281 to go to meet the goal for this week. So we're getting there.
Come on, keep it coming.
Okay.
After a summer filled with this, you can have this for a full week in February. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and learn how you can escape, along with Al Cresta, Father Frank Pavone, Janet Morana, and EWTN's Jeanette Bankovic. Daily Mass and Catholic conference speakers are included. Find out more at AveMariaRadio.net.
Please join us for the second conference of Hispanic women of the Archdiocese of Detroit. Woman, daughter of the Celestial King, created in the image and likeness of God. Sunday, October 3rd, 2010, beginning at 8 a.m. at Bishop Foley High School, 32,000 North Campbell Road in Madison Heights. Open to women ages 13 years and over. Full conference will be in Spanish. Donations only $10. The day will end with a family mass celebration. For more information, please call 313-596-7118.
The Ave Maria Communications Guild invites you to activate your faith. Right to Life of Michigan Educational Fund proudly presents Touching Hearts, Saving Lives charity dinner at Grosse Pointe Yacht Club Thursday, September 30th. The featured speaker is Scott Klusendorf of the Life Training Institute, and there will be an opening presentation ballet, Vengeance for the Innocent, performed by the Link School of the Arts. To reserve your place, call 248-628-6896. Sunday, October 3rd is the annual Life Chain, a peaceful gathering of pro-life witnesses who hold signs denouncing the horror of abortion. There are many locations throughout southeastern Michigan. To find one near you, visit www.lifechain.net. You can find many more events on our website, AveMariaRadio.net. To become a member of the Guild, call 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio, it's yours to keep and to grow.
Hey, Al. Al, you missed your favorite banjo.
Oh.
Kara just told me that was awesome. I don't know who was playing, but I'm telling you what, it was really nice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, we'll have to hear it again. Another time. Here it is.
Oh, yeah. That's from Alison Krauss in Union Station.
Oh, my gosh, Alison Krauss. I haven't heard that
Choctaw,
in a long time.
Choctaw Hayride, I think.
Woo!
Is what it's called. Something
yeehaw!
Like that.
Yeah. Wow. That's a banjo. Is there a guitar in there, too?
Yeah.
Here comes a guitar.
Yeah.
I hear it now. Sweet. That's very sweet.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
I like that.
That is a real delightful. That's a delightful piece. We used to use it on Fridays all the time. And so I'm glad Kara remembered it and pulled it out of mothballs today. 1-877-288-1077. I have to tell you, we've got five lines open right now.
Ooh.
And yet, in this 2 o'clock hour... we're getting up to the 2 o'clock hour. We have got a tremendous challenge ahead of us. $106,000 to go, counting down.
We got a nice challenge up there on the board there, Al. Our Lady of the Rosary challenge.
Yeah.
For a gift of $120 or more, it will be matched dollar for dollar. So double your money.
And what's the thank you gift on that, Nick?
$180 or more, you can get Moments of Grace. At $120, you would get the tote bag and the bumper magnet.
Very good. So this will be matched dollar for dollar. With the threshold gift is $10 a month or $120. But if you want to do $180, that's fine. $240, that's fine, too.
Yeah,
that'll
double.
Be matched dollar for dollar.
Absolutely. Go for it.
1-877-288-1077. We're counting down from $332,000. We are down to $106,000 to go. So you can see, we've made considerable progress over the last few days. And it is it's a story to be told. The number is 1-877-288-1077.
We still want to tell another chapter of that story. However, we still have $106,000 to go. And we only have about a little over five hours to do it.
So, I think it's feasible.
At these times where we have matching funds is going to be the prime time for you to call and make a big difference. 877-288-1077 is the number to call or go to AveMariaRadio.net. We have five open phone lines right now.
You know, Al, I liked what you said. You said something like... what did you say? Those that donate or that make a pledge, this is for shy evangelists.
Yeah.
You know, you might be thinking, I don't have the courage to go up to someone and talk to them about the Lord or to share a scripture passage with somebody. I'm too afraid to do that. Well, you can help us evangelize. You can help us to impart faith and hope and love. You can help us. You can help Al with his programming. Yeah, you know, you're a partner with Al Cresta.
Yeah.
You know, you're a partner with Father John Ricardo, Sister Ann Shields, Nick Tom. You know, you're a partner with us. And I can't think of a better way to spend $180, $200, whatever you can give. I can't think of a better way to spend your money.
Yeah, and again, it can be stretched out over a period of a year. In some cases, we should stress, too, that, maybe you don't want to start immediately. But you can pledge immediately. And you can say, well, listen, I don't want to start. I want the pledge to start in January.
Okay.
But so call us now. Don't say, I'm not going to call now because I can't really do anything until January. Because what ends up happening then is we're in the awkward position of having to run a supplementary or urgent drive in December. And that means there's less programming. We've got to ask volunteers to come back out and people who have, it's obvious.
Right.
We're not here. We didn't start this work because we like to ask you to join us in financial giving. We have other things we're doing. We have Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio and the Doctor's Inn with Ray and Colleen, and Crest in the Afternoon, and Christ is the Answer. That's what we want to do.
Absolutely.
But this is necessary. Administration is ministry, and this is part of administration and development. You have to do it. It's part of what it means. In fact, the scripture is clear. There are those who have gifts of helps, gift of administration, gift of liberality. And this is a period of time where such people shine. So we have to hear from you during these weeks. We'd like to say it's all about just teaching, but it doesn't work that way. You don't teach. St. Paul didn't teach without being a tent maker. You know, he made tents to
support
his work.
He had an intense job, Al.
An intense job.
It was intense. Even, okay, bad joke.
Bad joke. He was unafraid to ask for financial support for the work of the gospel.
Yep.
And to help, of course, those starving Christians in Jerusalem. Numbers 1-877-288-1077. Nick, those lines are blank.
Blank. Zero.
Oh,
zip.
Not cool. Not good.
This is hard to believe when it's Friday, when we have matching funds on the board, when the threshold is only $10 a month.
I'm sorry. It is difficult. But
it is.
I just thought, does Little Orphan Annie have eyeballs?
What made you think of that? Oh, no pupils.
She has no pupils. Well, these phone lines look like Little Orphan Annie, not only without the pupils, but without the eyeballs. They are blank. They are vacant.
Power out.
They are staring at us in a very creepy manner.
So, you know, what about people, you know, we want to thank those who have given, who have been regular supporters of Ave Maria Radio. Call your friends. Call your friends. Call those out of state who have jobs. Because, you know, Michigan's a little tough right now, but call your friends. Call your friends in Florida, Iowa, Alaska, wherever. But just call them and say, you know what? Call 1-877-288-1077 or make a pledge online at AveMariaRadio.net.
Hey, let me thank Bill in Lake Orion. Good to hear from you.
Thanks,
Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
I appreciate your email recently, and we will get together.
Bill
is Joseph's there in Lake
first
Orion.
To meet the Our Lady of the Rosary Challenge. That means there's still $1,610 available in matching funds. 877-288-1077 is that phone number.
And we're at $105,000, 800 to go. And I want you to know that this is, again, we need to build this momentum. We must build this momentum to reach the goal. We've been through this 19 times before, and because of that, we have some idea of how long it takes. Just the number of fingers hitting keys, just the amount of processing of paperwork, just the amount of volunteers picking up the phone over the next few hours to generate $100, $105,000 in giving. We need you to begin calling now, not hold off until the final, the final few seconds of the horse race. 1-877-288-1077. My great pleasure to have joining us right now our sister in the Lord, our colleague, and our friend Teresa Tamio, who is usually with us, you know, all week. Mm-hmm. But her dad passed on last Tuesday, and you brought your mom by today to see what's going on here.
Teresa, it's wonderful.
Great
to
see you.
And we're so sorry
about
your loss.
It's you don't know what it's like until you go through it. I always hear people say that, and even though my dad was very sick. It's always a shock.
Absolutely.
And especially since I had just taken him to the doctor 2 days before he passed away. And so when I got the phone calls, I'm like, well, he can't be dead. I just saw him.
Exactly.
But, you know, what do you do without faith? I don't know how people get through a time like this without faith. And you guys have just been amazing. I thank you so much.
Well, we love you, Teresa.
And the cards and the mass cards and the people. And that's what I wanted to come on and say. Just thank you to all the listeners and the support. But that when you're supporting Catholic Radio, you're not just supporting the programming, which, of course, is great. We know that. We work really hard at the programming. But there's this feeling of a family that you have no idea what
very
it means.
True.
It's very true. And so many people, not just from Michigan, but listeners from across the country, masses. We were laughing because my father doesn't need the prayers. We need the prayers.
Your father.